We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the
day. Good morning. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. My sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed and so happy to be with you sweet ladies, or you powerfully sweet ladies.
Oh, thank yeah. you. It's so good to see you.
Oh, it's always good to see you guys. I love you.
We love you. If you have a praise report or prayer request, you can email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or you can comment on the Facebook post, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll do our best to get that uploaded shortly after the program has ended. Our Facebook sponsor for today is Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling out of Corn, Oklahoma, a company that cares.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
They're one of our new sponsors. Shout out to Drew's.
Yeah.
Please like, share, and comment to let us know you're joining us. Even if it's the replay. I think I covered it all.
Hey! Love it. Good job.
Would you like to pray to start us out?
I'd love to. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to just be in this place today. Father, we never take it for granted. God, help us to always be mindful that, Father, you open doors, and what you open, no man can close. And Father, we thank you that what you shut, God, no man can open. And so, Father, we trust you for the places we find ourselves. And today, we're thankful for this place. And Father, being able to have the freedom to come in here and just really put your word out there and put it in the airways and send it through even the world, God. And we thank you for the privilege. It's an honor. And God, we're humbled to be able to be your vessels to send forth the word today. Father, we know that we have nothing without you. Holy Spirit, we want to bring the right now word. We're not interested in coming in here and sitting down and having a good message. But God, we want the right now message fitly spoken in due season. Father, there's a right word spoken in the right way at the right time. And God, we ask for that today. Holy Spirit, we give you room to move today, that you come and do what is on the Father's heart. We're your vessels, we're willing, we're yielding, and we're available. And so, Father, we just ask you to prepare every heart, every mind, every ear, God, that you'd cause us to be open to receive the good seed today. Father, you said that when the good seed is sown on good soil, it will bear and bring fruit, forth fruit hundredfold for the kingdom of God. And so, Father, we just ask for that today. Bring forth the good seed. You're the gardener. Bring it and drop it in good soil today in Jesus' name. Also, we just bind up every work of the devil. We cancel every assignment that he has sent forth today to try to hinder the word from going forth. And God, we thank you that, God, you will accomplish your will in this place today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I like your title, Fulfilling His Call.
Yes.
Temptations.
Temptations. All right, all right, okay. All right. I love this. We have been doing a series on Wednesday night at the Refuge at New Liberty, and the Lord started us. I think we just finished up week six, and so the series is called Leadership Series, How to Fulfill His Call and Purpose for Your Life. It may be destiny. I always get those two confused. But anyway, and specifically, we've been talking about, you know, when we talk about the call and the destiny that God has for your life, a lot of times it seems like this elusive thing that we're always chasing after, but we never seem to find it. But how many know God is not playing hide and seek with us, okay? He wants us to know his purpose, his call for our life. And so God doesn't want us to be confused in this area. But we also know the word says, if you seek, you shall find. So I think the key is seeking him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you will find his purpose and call for your life. Mm-hmm. So pursue him above all. If you get nothing else, I want you to get this. Pursue him. Stop pursuing your purpose and destiny. Pursue him with all your heart. Let him be first. Seek him first, and then everything else should be added unto you. But specifically, we've been going through just different things Holy Spirit has been talking to us about that will help us be able to fulfill his call and his purpose for our life. I want to say it's his call on your life and his purpose. A lot of times we get wrapped up in my purpose, my calling, but it's his call and purpose for your life. And so focus on what his desire is for you. And I just want to bring this out. Robert Morris does a really good series on fulfilling God's call and purpose for your life. And one of the things that he teaches in there, and I've said this, I think, the last couple times I've been here, because I've brought a little more each time we come. But what he teaches on his series is that when you talk about the call of God, we're talking about the dream that he's put in your heart, okay? So a lot of times when we have a dream, it can be a God dream that he's put in our heart, and that's the call. You know, he called, Jesus called Peter, wasn't it Peter? Yeah, called Andrew, I think, I can't remember who it was. He called a couple of them and said, I'll make you fishers of men. Okay? That it was a dream in their heart. They loved fishing, right? It was something that was already in their heart, but he was speaking to the dream in their heart. He was calling them. Now, he had a picture and a desire that looked a little different than what they thought it would look like. However, what I want you to understand is that the call is often the dream that's in your heart. But the purpose is your destiny, okay? The call or the dream is what you begin with. Then you have the journey, and then you have the destiny. So sometimes we have the call, and we want to be right where the destiny is, but there's a process to get there. And there are all these things that God is doing in us through the journey to fulfill his purpose, right? The purpose, if you want to say, is at the end, okay? Mm-hmm. It's at the end. So stop worrying about the purpose. Enjoy the journey and pursue God with all your heart. You will get there if you will put him first in your life. Amen? Mm-hmm. So today we're going to focus on temptations. How do we handle temptation? Because the reality is, if you're going to fulfill God's call and purpose for your life, you're going to face temptations. And we're going to break down a couple things here that God really brought revelation to me. And I said, whoa, I've never seen this. Glory to God. So I believe you're going to get some revelation today. You're going to find out what the enemy is doing to stop you in your stop you from fulfilling God's purpose for your life, okay? And so what we don't know really can hurt us, amen? So God is unveiling to us today one of the ways the enemy really stops us from fulfilling God's purpose for our life, okay? So I want to look at 1 Timothy 1:12. One of the things that we've talked about is, and I've shared with our people, is that, listen, this series that we've been doing is a meatier series, okay? Like chew on meat. It's not all milk, okay? Mm-hmm. So just get ready to chew on some meat today, okay? Because if we're ever going to grow up, we've got to start taking in some spiritual protein. Mm-hmm. It's time to bulk up, amen? And so we got to get the protein in us. We got to begin to chew on some things. We got to begin to take in the tougher stuff, if you want to say, if we're ever going to mature. Yes, milk is refreshing, and yes, it has its place, but if all we ever do is drink the milk, we're never, ever going to fulfill his purpose for our lives, okay? You need the meatier stuff. I need the meatier stuff. So, hey, let's just put on our big girl pants today, and we're going to say, I ain't going to be offended. All right, say it right now. I ain't going to be offended, but I'm going to trust God is doing something in me today, amen? If we get offended, hey, it's just something that needs to be dealt with in us. Hey, offense is a real thing, but just take it and let God work in you what he wants to work in you through it, amen? So 1 Timothy 1:12, let's look at it. He said, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. First of all, I want to just remind us that it is Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is enabling us to fulfill God's purpose for our life. He is actually giving you what you need in order to do this. You can't do it if he doesn't enable you. So today, Lord, enable us to be able to do the work that God has a desire in his heart for us to do. Enable us to fulfill his call. Okay, it is God, it is Christ Jesus who enabled us, and he counts us faithful, putting us into ministry. Okay, it is Jesus who's going to enable you, and he's going to put you into the place where he wants to use you to minister. Amen. So let's look at 2 Corinthians 6:3. I want to look at a couple scriptures here before we jump right into the temptation part. Okay. You have to know that when temptation comes, you have to know that it is Jesus Christ who is enabling you to do this thing, okay? He's going to enable you to even see what the temptations are, how to deal with them, and how to come around them, okay? So 2 Corinthians 6:3 says this to us. Sorry, I was in 1 Corinthians. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 6:3 tells us, it says, give no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed. Okay? I want you to look at that. Paul is telling us that the word offense there actually means stumbling in sin. Okay? So he said, don't go around getting in a situation where you're stumbling in sin, because if you do, it can actually bring blame on the ministry. Okay, it is Jesus who puts us, enables us, and puts us in the ministry, but he also tells us in the word, Paul says, hey, be careful that you're not running around stumbling in sin, because what you actually do is you bring discredit to the ministry that Jesus has put you in, okay? So we cannot discredit the ministry, right, Monica? We have to be mindful that we are reflecting Christ and reflecting God in the earth. Hey, we all at times stumble in sin, but Paul is warning us, give no open door, if you want to say, to stumble in sin, okay? Because it will discredit the ministry that Jesus Christ has given you to do, okay? Now, what I want you to understand is the enemy's looking to discredit you. I want you to know that he's looking to discredit you so that you're not effective in the ministry. And we're going to talk about this a little bit. And one of the ways he does that is through temptation, okay? So let's talk a little bit about, let's read on a little further, verse 4. Paul says, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. Whatever you're going through right now, I could go through a list with you right now of things that I'm going through. Okay? Things that are not easy. Things that have been difficult. Things where my flesh wants to rise up and go take care of the situation. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to get up and go handle some things. And I say, you know what? If I'll just go do this, I can shut some stuff down right now. And I'll have to have this stress anymore. And I can lay down and not worry about it. But the Lord said, Tammy, I want you to lay down and not worry about it anyway. I will take care of the things that are in your life. Quit trying to go over there and handle these things. He said, because the devil is trying to entice you and pull you in so he can get you to stumble in sin so that he can discredit the ministry. Do you understand that? Let me say this. The further you go in the purpose and call that God has for your life, the greater temptation is going to be. There's going to be more come at you. I know we don't want to hear that because we want things to get easier and easier. But I want you to understand they tend to get, there's more pressure and more pressure the further you go into this thing. The difference is the Father is teaching us how to deal with pressure. So the pressures increase, but we grow in maturity and learning how to deal with the pressure and we don't get moved anymore by it. Amen? And just as I learn how to not be moved by this thing, guess what? Something heavier comes, and now I got to learn how to not be moved by that thing. So I don't want to burst anyone's bubble here, but I want you to know pressure increases, okay? And so, however, you're going to grow in maturity and learn how to deal with the pressures in a way that honors Christ, that honors God, okay? So you can actually stay in peace, stay in love, stay in joy, even when it increases, okay, when the pressures increase. So all that to say, I want you to see this. He said, in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience. Hey, does anybody need some patience right now? Are you going through anything that you could be more patient in? He said you need to prove yourself in patience. He said you can only do it through the power of Holy Spirit. But Holy Spirit is saying, hey, I want to produce the patience of me in you. I want to produce the patience of God in you. But how can I do that? Unless something is coming up against you that's making you have to face that so I can push that thing out of you. I can birth the patience of Holy Spirit. Is it not the fruit of the Spirit in us? Amen. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Well, that thing is never going to be needed. Okay, listen, if nothing is ever causing you to be impatient, the patience of God is never going to come out of you. Okay, because you say, well, I'm a pretty patient person. And I say, wait a minute. Is it your patience or his patience? Because you got to get to the end of your patience in order to birth forth the patience of God. Okay, so a lot of times we're walking around patient, but it's because we ain't been pushed. Okay, we ain't been pushed to be impatient. And so when that happens and we get to the end of our patience, that's when the patience of God can actually be birthed in us. Okay, so he said also this. He said, I want you to prove yourself. Did you catch that? He said, approving ourselves, okay? He said, this is something where you are being approved, if you want to say, before the world, if you want to say, in patience. But he said, you're going to do this here through the power of Holy Spirit. You're going to let Holy Spirit begin to birth God's patience through you. But he said, not only that, in ministry, in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, as in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities. Okay, there's going to be times that you don't have what you need. You're going to have things in distress. He said you're going to go through distresses, but you need to still approve yourself as a minister of God. Okay, even when you're distressed, all right? In stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in fastings, in watchings, okay, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering. By long-suffering, by the way, is to suffer long even when you've been done wrong, okay? So he's saying, I want you to, even when you're being done wrong, I want you to still approve yourself as a minister of God, okay? The enemy's coming at you for a reason. He's trying to stop you from fulfilling the purpose God has for your life. Don't get caught up in the junk. Don't get caught up in all the turmoil, okay? Know who it's sent from. Recognize you're a minister of God, and you've been sent forth in the battlefield, okay? And there is fire coming at you. It's almost like I saw just what I'm hearing is a barrage. I don't know. It's like boom, boom, boom. That's it, Monica. It's firing, 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 firing. And I see them coming from all areas. They're not stopping. They're just hitting you from left and right, back, front. It's like you don't know which way to go because it is unbelievable barrage of fire from the enemy. But hang on, child of God, because you are almost there. You can't see in the midst of the battle. You can't see because the fire produces smoke all around you. And you're not for sure which way is up or down. But I promise you, hang tight and keep walking in what is right. And God is going to show up and push all the enemy out. And the fire, the smoke is going to clear. And you're going to see you were always okay. You were all right. Keep walking it out. Don't get sidetracked in this hour. It's the enemy who's trying to stop you in this hour. So he said also, you're going to also deal with needing to be kind even when it's not easy. By the Holy Ghost. You're going to have to walk this thing out by the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we get to a place where we've been trying to walk everything out in our own strength, but we got to say, no, I can't move unless the Holy Ghost tells me to move. I can't even say a word if Holy Ghost ain't said speak a word. I got to listen. I got to obey. Sometimes in the midst of these places, as ministers of God, we got to wait on Holy Spirit. I'm not doing nothing if Holy Spirit ain't told me to do it. I can't do it because I'll move in the wrong direction, and guess what? Boom, I'm stepping in a trap, and the enemy has laid it. Don't, hey, we are not to fear the enemy, but I want you to understand he's laid traps all around you. What are they? Booby traps. They are minefields. You are walking in places where he set up these places for you, and he knows what's going to hit you today. He knows the button to push so he can get you to stumble in sin so that you are no longer being able to walk in the calling that God has for you, because in the end of it, he's trying to discredit, child, what God's called you to do. He wants to shut it down. And so I'm telling you, he sent this stuff. He sent the stuff to blow up in your face so that he could pull you out of the spirit and get you to walk in the flesh so he can discredit the ministry that Jesus Christ has put you in. And don't fall for it anymore. We got to stay alert and aware. Now, we can only do this by the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, there's plenty of times I have stumbled in sin. Can I tell you that God is filled with grace and mercy, and all you got to do is walk in humility. If you're somebody who says, you know what, I missed it, humble yourself. Humble yourself. You just get straight and honest. I messed up. I shouldn't have done that. I fell for the trap of the enemy, and I just want to repent and say, I'm sorry. I don't want to do that anymore. You just rise up, and you humble yourself and make it right. You know what? That's all you can do. And if you do that, God says he can turn this thing around, okay? If you're just humble. Okay? Don't try to defend yourself. Well, I did this, and if you hadn't done this, and I'm a, no. Take the way of humility. Take the way of humility. If you take the way of humility, it can flip around, and the enemy will be. It'll really heap even coals of fire back on his head. I want you to understand that he's not expecting you. You got to catch him off guard. He's not expecting you to humble yourself. But if you'll do it, God can turn this thing around. Amen. So let's go on. He says also. Approve yourselves and men of ministers by love unfeigned. It means sincere love. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Amen. Because they used to say, how did they say it? Know what your left hand's doing. Amen. But he said, come on, I want you to do what's right on the right, and I want you to do what's right on the left. Hey, you need to do what's right, period. Keep walking out what is right. Somebody needs to know walking out what is right is going to bring you through this thing. Somebody needs to hear this today, because somebody has been tempted to take a path that is maybe it's being justified by others, but it's not right in the sight of God. Okay? Stay doing what is right. I don't care if you look like the bad one. I don't care if you look like the bad one. I've been there. I've been there when everyone was coming against me. And can I tell you, that's the Leviathan spirit. The Leviathan spirit will twist everything. It doesn't matter. You can say the right thing, but that spirit will twist that thing, and you will still look like the bad guy. So I've learned when the Leviathan spirit is present, I'm going to shut my mouth. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to love you, and the only thing that's going to come out of my mouth is love, and I ain't going to try to fix nothing. I ain't going to try to defend myself. I'm going to be quiet, because the Leviathan spirit will even take what you mean for good and twist that thing, and you can't get out of it. Did you know the Bible says the only one that can get you out of a Leviathan's trap is God? The only one that can deal with the Leviathan is God. That's what the word says. Don't try to deal with Leviathan. You can't. Just go to God, and you got to just humble yourself, and you got to wait this thing out while everybody's trash talking you, while everybody's saying bad things about you, while everybody's saying that you done messed up and it ain't going to be able to be fixed and that you're in the wrong and all that junk. Just wait it out. He said, trust in the Lord, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledging, he will direct your paths. And he said, as you do that, as you keep doing it, he will even cause your righteousness to shine like the noonday. You can't make yourself look right in the eyes of others. Only God can do it. Just wait it out, okay? So somebody needs to know that today. Also, he said, approve yourselves and ministers by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report. I don't care what they're saying the evil report about you is. I don't care about the evil that's being done to us. Keep walking in what is right. Approve yourself as a minister of God. Don't give them anything to work with. Just keep on keeping on, okay? as deceivers and yet true. He's Paul's saying, hey, everybody was calling us deceivers, but he said we didn't get bogged down by that. We just stayed the course. We were reminding one another. We've got to approve ourselves as the ministers of God. Jesus Christ put us in this ministry, and we ain't moving. I don't care what every Tom, Dick, and Harry says about it. I ain't moving because I have been set here by Jesus Christ himself, and I'm going to stay the course and walk in what is right. So, saints, you're going to have to at times do this if you want to fulfill his purpose for your life. As unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Amen. And so I want you to know, as he keeps going on, he even goes on to say, hey, the more we love you, the less we're loved. Can I tell you, you're not always going to be loved. You're not always going to be loved. It's hard, but it's true, right, Monica? People don't always love us. The ones that love us today are the ones that crucify us tomorrow. Hey, don't be discouraged by it. Love them anyway. Even Jesus on the cross, what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Okay? Saints, we got to love them even when they don't love us. I know we can only do this through the power of the Holy Spirit, but we can do it. Amen? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Just today, I was literally driving down the road, and I was crying out, and I was saying, I bless myself, okay? I know. Some go, you can't bless yourself. I do. I do in Jesus' name, amen? You can speak to your soul. You can bless yourself. I say, I bless myself with the strength of the Lord in Jesus' name. I bless myself with the joy of the Lord because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and there's some things I need to do, and I said, okay, in the name of Jesus, I bless myself with the strength of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, and I start doing that, okay? I bless others. I bless myself in the name of Jesus because I'm blessing my spirit, man. I'm blessing my soul. I'm telling myself the truth that needs to be told, and I'm rising up and walking in what I need to rise in, saints of God. Okay, we're going to look a little bit at this. Turn to Colossians 4:17. Colossians 4:17. I'm telling you, we're going to get into the revelational stuff in a minute. We're going to probably look at Colossians 4:17, then we can go to prayer, and then we're going to break down what Satan does, and I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it, because I didn't even know this until 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Now, Colossians 4:17. Give me a second. Let me get there. Colossians 4:17. Is a great verse as well. It's going to teach us a little bit about the ministry and what God's called us to. Colossians 4:17. Give me just a second. All right. It says, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. Okay? Listen to me. If we're going to fulfill his purpose, his call for our life, we're going to have to take heed. Okay? First of all, that we received, we need to make sure we have received what he gave us to do. Second of all, you need to take heed to fulfill it. That means you've got to be serious and intent on fulfilling it, okay? Because if you don't get committed to fulfill this thing, it won't get done, okay? I want you to understand that. Sometimes we sit around and go, God, I want to fulfill your purpose for my life. And then things get hard and we step out. Okay, and we say, well, that must have not been his purpose for my life because it was too hard. I say, no child, no child. The enemy is going to send all kinds of roadblocks, but you got to stay in step with Holy Spirit and go around that stuff. Sometimes you're going to have to go over. Sometimes you're going to have to go right through, okay? I don't know what it is. This is why we walk with Holy Spirit. Sometimes he tells us to walk as wise as serpents, gentle as doves, okay? So there are times I'm going to go around. I'm going to walk wisely around. If I see a snake in the grass, I'm not going to keep trampling over there. I'm going to wisely go around if I can go around. If I can't, then I'm going to stomp on his head. I'm going to handle myself properly. But if I can get around, I'm going to get around. But some of us go forward and say, I'm going to stomp you no matter what. And we should have been wise to walk around. Some of us are walking around and we can't get around. And we need to rise up in the boldness of the Lord and stomp the enemy's head. Okay? So that's why I'm saying we got to stay in step with the Holy Spirit. Okay? Because it's Holy Spirit will teach us when to walk around, when to go through, and when to go over. Okay? So all that to say, you and I have to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to be committed to fulfill this thing. God caused me to be committed to fulfill. I'm going to take heed to fulfill this thing. Jesus put me in it. I'm going to fulfill it. Amen. I'm not going to get sidetracked by all the junk and all the minds I'm coming across that are blowing up in my face, but I'm going to trust you, God, and I'm going to fulfill this thing. I'm going to keep on trucking forward. I'm not going to stop until this thing is done. See, Jesus did that. He had to keep pressing with all those coming against him. There was so much coming against him, but he had to keep pressing forward, saints of God. And he did, even with tears streaming down his face. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. We know his tears begin to flow like blood. It was blood coming down out of his eyes. He was that stressed out, guys. That's the level of pressure he was under. Blood was coming out. And somewhere in one of those passages it says, hey, have you yet shed blood? Have you gotten to the point of such pressure that you're shedding blood? No. You can do this. You can do this, okay? And you can do it in Christ. Amen. We got it. We got it. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Today he sent word to encourage you. You're going to make it through this thing. You're not quitting. You're going all the way. You said you received it and you're not going to stop. You will fulfill it. Child, you will fulfill it. You're not going to quit. Today the Lord is imparting unto you some strength. Today, he's giving you the right now word fitly spoken in due season so you can get up and keep going forward. He's giving you a supernatural shot of B12. He's pumping up your muscles. He's saying, let's go. I'm giving you some meat. I'm giving you some protein, and you're going to get up, and we're going to keep on going. We ain't stopping, amen? So today is the day you're getting that shot of B12 so you can get back up. Some of you have been kicked down. You've been lying down. You've been hit by the barrage of in the minefield. You've been bleeding and you didn't know how to keep going, but today he's binding up some wounds and getting you back up on, and he's pressing you through. Today is the day you're breaking through this thing. Amen. No more backtracking. It's like I heard the Spirit say, sometimes someone keeps getting to the same point, and then it happens, something happens again, and you go backward again. And it's like you can't break through this wall. But the Lord said, today, I am breaking you through that wall. He is the breaker. The Bible says he's the breaker. So today, he's going to break that thing. You're going through it today. No more to go back. It's like I seen you cross over a line that you kept going backward on. But he said, if you'll step across it, I'm shutting the door, and you can't go back no more. Okay? There's somebody that needs to know that. When you step across today, he's going to close the door once and for all. You're not going to go back no more. You ain't going back no more. You're pressing forward. Amen? This door today is shut. It's a done deal. No more in Jesus' name. Amen? All right. Well, praise God. Let's take a break and let's pray and go to the throne for people that need prayer. And then don't miss, because we're coming back to find out who the devil is and what his assignment is for your life. And he came to get you so he could stop you from fulfilling God's call and purpose for your life. But today, he's getting exposed so that you can recognize what he's been trying to do and not get tripped up by it no more in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shut that door. Shut that door. Shut that door. Thank you, Lord, for shut doors.
Yes. I thank you for the shut doors. Amen. We're always asking for the open, but sometimes we need the shut door.
Come on.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's right.